Hello, my name is Daniel Fernandez Martinez. I'm a student in Victoria University of Wellington in New Zealand. I'm enrolled in the Department of Statistics and I'm in the first year of my PhD. The title of my PhD thesis is Likelihood-Based Multivariate Methods for Ordinal Data via Finite Mixtures. Now I'm going to start my description of my thesis. Everyone has filled a questionnaire in his or her life. Maybe it was in order to evaluate a health service or the degree of satisfaction with our particular mobile brand. However, have you thought how we measure our answers? Human beings like to be happy, and when somebody explains us a new concept, we like the explanation in the easier way possible. So, the more simply, the better. In statistics, a way to reach this simplification so as to reach better conclusions is doing clusters. Statisticians are obsessed to create groups all the time. For example, in a questionnaire about the degree of satisfaction with our non-mobile, we could have 200 users who were asked for 10 questions about their mobile, which means a database with 2,000 answers. It seems clear that it's almost impossible to reach any conclusion in a first sight of the database. So, the main idea doing cluster is to try classifying the mobile users in groups which are very different between them, but a membership from a group is very similar with all the other membership from the same group. Following with our example, we can group the mobile users in three groups: the dissatisfied with the mobile, the pleased, and those neither satisfied or dissatisfied. The point to focus on is, how can we create those clusters? Most of the current methods to deal with it are based on complicated mathematical techniques, which are very inflexible and difficult to apply. In my thesis, I'm defining a framework to define clusters based on a statistical method called likelihood, which optimizes the way to do it. Once this framework is defined, I will create a user-friendly software which evaluates all the possible options to create clusters. It will be very convenient as the user only has to enter the data, and the software chooses the best cluster configuration for showing to the user, and he or she takes the decision. It helps to make decisions in areas as marketing, health service, or public sector, etc. In our example, the user chooses the subjects who are classified in the satisfied group to offer other accessories for the mobile or even other mobile of the same brand.